Hello world, I'm Kate Armstrong and this is Future Talks. Future Talks is a series of conversations with friends of FabLab Barcelona, exploring the nature of emerging futures from the past to the present and beyond. For this episode, we invited John Hardy. John runs the Green School in Bali, which challenges mainstream schooling methodologies and hopes to inspire generations to become considerate and compassionate in their future professions, from design to politics. Join John and Tomás Díaz in Valdaura as they discuss the need for personal change to construct new worldly narratives or reboot ancient agricultural ones. For personal change to happen, we need learning environments which create an intelligent sense of activism from the time we are young. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Mr. John Hardy, all the way from Bali to Barcelona.
It's nice, Bali to Barcelona.
What do you feel about this city, about this place?
I am very excited by that tree.
The big tree of Valdaura.
The big tree of Valdaura. There's so much potential here. This is where the repopulation will occur. The people living in the chicken houses in the city will have no more reason to go there, and they will come here and grow food and live a totally connected but green life.
And what do you think the role of technology will have in on this?
A lot.
Yeah.
Because the fear of the isolated, far from the center is really gone. Anybody with one of these is totally connected. So it's so important. And people will go over the hill to the city and do what they do, but they won't go over the hill every day. And they'll wake up with the chickens and it will be a kind of new way to live.
It's not like a locally self-sufficient, but actually globally connected at the same time.
Absolutely. Local and global. And today I brought you knowledge from two farmers, one in New Zealand and one in Quebec, who can totally transform this site into a very powerful producer of organic food.
So you know, it's very funny because IAC is situated in one old factory in the city, and this was an old farm.
Yeah.
And not now, like, because it's so cheap to make anything anywhere. It's so cheap to fly with cheap oil. This became obsolete and now it's becoming like a new factory of knowledge. So where we go from here to that dreamed world that somehow you're building also at the Green School in Bali?
Yeah. It's so important. People are going to be, when I was 20, people were going back to the land, but they weren't connected then.
Mm-hmm.
We've only had this thing for 10 years. And now you can go back to the land and be totally connected. You can be a rural, urban, intelligent farmer. And it's really about food. As much as the hipsters go to the gym for hours every day, the fact is it's well-being is only 20% gym and 80% what you put in your mouth.
But also what you put in your body, right? Because it's the materials, for instance, what you wear, what you are exposed every day to.
No? If you can't compost it, don't buy it.
Exactly, it's what you say.
It's the only future.
So how we change our material world? Like, food is kind of, it's more same obvious. Though. It's difficult to get rid of this material world that is so convenient in a way.
I know, but the only thing in charge of what you put in your mouth is this.
Yeah.
I am not feeding you. And the only person that's in charge of this stuff, is you. So personal change is so important.
Yeah.
Make your personal decisions. You are the leader. And they will follow.
Would you say something else, which is also the personal decisions, but also the cause, to create a cause, fight for something and make more people to follow you? You have done that, and at Green School, kids learn how to do that.
Well, you see inequality. I mean, we saw inequality today. The beautiful metro completely covered with some candy producer's gum. And it's time to talk to the candy producer about, what about this? This is your gum, this is not my gum. And what's the best way, the best technology to use to take it up? But in the end of the day, the gum needs to go because it isn't even gum. It's petrochemicals. So stupid little things, right?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
We also talked about alkaline batteries. Do the people who sell the alkaline batteries to almost everybody on the planet that is any way connected, do the people that sell those batteries not know that they're a problem?
Of course they know.
They're pretending. So let's talk to the battery people and say, stop pretending. Put 50 euro cents on every battery and there will never be a battery again go into the landfill. They'll all come back to the people who made them, who know how to dispose of them. So it's just little things. Can be many small causes. And small causes can be done by, you know, relatively with small means. So it's so important just to make the choice. I mean, you really have to have some alkaline batteries in your life. You really don't have a choice.
Yeah.
But you can have a conversation with the people who make them and pretend there's not a problem throwing them away.
So this is a problem that, again, like I think like in the education, which is super important to not think about how we educate people, but actually how we create learning environments. And I think, again, this is what Green School, I think, is all about. I've been teaching there as well, and I know that it's more like a learning environment. But also, I think that when kids finish the school, then they go back and they have to fight with, you know, this kind of a mess of a world. So what do the Green School graduates do afterwards? What do you think they can create, they can offer, and what you also are thinking about, you know, with Bamboo U or this, the future of MBAs? What could happen?
I think it's kind of survival.
Mm-hmm.
And what you learn, if you start a cause, you already have all the tools you need. And people will support the fixing of the problems.
Mm-hmm.
It's a huge job. It could take generations. So kids that... But learning is not a good word.
You think so? Okay.
Well, learning is about, do you remember? Can you pass the test? Can you regurgitate the knowledge?
Oh, I think that's education. When you learn something, for instance, when people learn to plant rice fields.
Of course.
It's embodied learning.
But they're doing it.
Yeah, learning by doing. Let's call it learning by doing.
I'm sure every kid learns that the rice...
Exactly.
In some class, and he remembers for 35 seconds.
Exactly.
Or until the test. it's so important that we create a kind of activist, intelligent student who knows that he can change the world. I mean, how can two girls in grade 7 and 8 basically engineer the end of the plastic bag? They're now in 50 cities. And you know where it all came from? It came from Gandhi.
Mm-hmm.
Gandhi didn't sit around and write notes to the English saying, bad, bad, bad. You're overcharging us for salt and not allowing us to make our own cloth. He did it. He made his own salt. They beat him up for it. But he also made his own cloth.
Yeah.
So it's about, he was a doer.
That brings me to we're living now a lot of protests everywhere. In Barcelona, in many countries, people is protesting. We claim somehow that we need to go from protests to prototypes to proposals.
To productivity. I mean, it's fine to go, it's all a mess.
Yeah.
But in a way, protesting is kind of important because to do many of these things, you have to be backed up by a power.
Yeah.
A government power. The government has to realize they can do little, they can turn the knob a few times and start to make a change. And the people, in a way, are demanding the government pay attention. Because the corporates are cowboys riding their horses on top of everything. And until there's a belief in the governments that the people want, certain kinds of change and certain kinds of ecology. It's not going to happen.
So I love, we walk here to Valdaura from Barcelona, and I love something that happened, that there was a path, and you choose, you were leading the walk, and you choose to go in a different way.
Yeah, I mean, in a more evolved understanding, that would be marked and touched up slightly and encouraged. There's the road for the
ones that want to follow it. I mean,
for the followers.
Yeah.
And for the explorers, there's the straight up path. And it's so important. It was also much shorter. Following the road was like, no, going up the path was, it was more extreme, but it was like so nice. The baby pigs don't follow the road.
Mm-hmm.
The baby pigs, their mother doesn't go, stay on the road.
So when we work with our students, and especially in a program that we recently are pushing for, we do say like we need to design emergent futures. What brings to your mind when I say let's design emergent futures together?
Well, as I've been pushing on, I mean, there are materials that are really, really important. And to give them those materials and let them work with natural materials is so important. Let them work with Earth, because right now it is the future. There's any amount of bamboo, there's potentially a lot of trees, and there's Earth. And that's what we've been living in for 100,000 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it's so important to give them, the technology is great, but there has to be a heart and soul in it.
But that's design in a way, right?
Yeah.
That's the power of design.
But design for the sake of design.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so important to have it coming from the heart, because it can go into a spinning, the machine is spinning you, yeah, rather than you spinning the,
yeah,
machine.
Yeah.
It's so important to have the heart in it. Thank you for having me. I've really learned a lot.
Thanks for listening. The Future Talks podcast is produced by us at FabLab Barcelona with happiness. Special thanks to the team of MDEF and our partner, Elisava, School of Design and Engineering Barcelona. This episode was recorded at Valdaura Labs. Music by Nua, art by Leina Sofia.